Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking where to find Christmas this year.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Hey there, welcome to another travel edition. So you ready to talk some Christmas travel stuff today?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to talk all things Christmas travel.
Yeah, so today we kind of came up with this episode because the last couple of years we've traveled to Europe around Christmas time, got a little taste of Christmas markets in Stockholm and in Dublin, and did some more Christmassy kind of stuff. So we thought, well, what else is out there that people would really want to travel to and maybe something unique and different?
Yeah, because I think, you know, everybody thinks of the normal Christmas locations, whether it's going to New York to see the Christmas tree, which is great, you know, or what are some other like kind of just normal Christmas vacation spots? You know, a lot of people go to Mexico. They want warmer weather.
Yeah, get away. Chicago's always
Chicago.
A good go. Or, go to the mountains. Go
Florida.
To Florida, Colorado, different places like that. So, yeah, exactly. Those are the traditional ones. We're going to try to maybe find some ones, real Christmassy ones, but also probably unique. And these are also ones that maybe right now you're going, okay, so we got to go to Thanksgiving this week, and then I don't know if I could take my family again for Christmas, and let's get away. You know, let's just, like, you know, spend our money and we're going to go.
Right, because that could be potentially a lot of family time squeezed in a really short time span, depending on your family.
Yeah,
you know.
So it might be worth it to, you know, do a little Christmas getaway this year. Or you go, hey, you know what? That is the next year's list. Like, we're going to go there next year. So here's our list. We're going to start off with a warm Christmas. Doesn't that sound good to you?
Yes. Well, this place definitely sounds good to me.
Yes. How about the island of Kauai? Maybe not. You don't always think about Christmassy, but they have some really awesome Christmas stuff. You know, warm Christmas. They have events like the Festival of Lights. They have lighted Christmas parades. They have a few different ones. They have Christmas hula concerts. And this is a perfect time of year to go right now, because this is like to go whale watching. The humpback whales are migrating all around the islands, and they mate and they birth. And so you can check out them and check out the baby whales. And of course, you can always just relax. Surf or just relax on the beach on Christmas Day, you know, with a nice little cocktail in your hand.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of being in Hawaii on Christmas Day, and there's nothing like seeing Santa come up on a surfboard. It really does happen everywhere around Hawaii.
Right.
And it's a pretty cool place to be, I'm going to say.
Yeah. So what do you have next on our list? This is like a kind of a classic one here.
This is classic, although may make some people go, really? So St. Petersburg, Russia. Of course, there's a lot of talk about Russia lately, but it's actually, you know, very snowy place. There's a lot of historic sites. You could catch a performance of the original Nutcracker at the Mariinsky Theater, which actually is the theater that hosted the famed production's world premiere in 1892.
Yeah, and the Nutcracker, I mean, kind of anywhere you live, if you're into that kind of stuff and dance and whatever and stuff, theater, you want to go see the Nutcracker every year. Your family might even, that might be a tradition. Well, what if you go to the place where there's actually the original? I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, if you can see like operas in different foreign countries, I mean, even though I never have any idea what they're saying anyway in an opera. So, you know, something like that is just, I think, really classic and iconic. And, you know, there's all sorts of deals to travel to Russia, especially obviously in the winter when it's so cold. But, you know, I have friends who are going back and forth to Russia on business trips and leisure and things like that. And, you know, they really are enjoying their time, and it's just beautiful pictures.
Yeah. So next up on our list is kind of near Russia. We went to Scandinavia last year around this time, and we had a great time. And I've been to Scandinavia a few different places. The one place I have not been and I've always wanted to go is Finland. Helsinki is totally on my list. But one of the other ones they talk about too, and it's kind of Finland, border of Sweden here, but it's mainly Finland, Lapland in Finland there. And it's the Arctic Circle, basically the North Pole, where Santa lives.
Santa is feverishly working on all the toys right now.
Yes. And so up in that neck of the woods there, they actually call it Santa's original hometown. And there is a Santa village in the capital of Lapland, the northern Scandinavia, that looks exactly like Santa Claus's village. And, you know, if you have kids, they'll encounter elves, play with Rudolph, which they actually have reindeer there. You could also eat the reindeer, too. But, you know, but they have they have reindeer.
We're just going to look at Rudolph.
Reindeer meat is actually pretty good. It's a little gamey, but it's pretty good. But you could actually hang out with the reindeers. They have reindeer slides and sleds and stuff like that. You could decorate actual cookies with Mrs. Claus. You know, for adults, there's snowmobile safaris, which are pretty cool. You know, they have husky rides, you know, the dog sledding rides. And then, of course, the Northern Lights. You can find different places and different, you know, peaks where you could catch the Northern Lights, which I really want
to
do that.
How cool would it be to be in a place like that, that like is so embracing Christmas, you know, and then it's snowy and it's kind of classic European Christmas, what you would think of.
Yeah, and if you actually Google Santa's hometown, a lot of times you'll get this as the hit, too. It's actually, you know, we'll have an address, or it's at least on the website and stuff. So,
yeah, so he's busy at work up in Lapland. Our next destination is not too far away. It's actually Edinburgh, Scotland, which is a place, you know, that we've talked about a lot on this podcast. It's actually, my heritage is Scottish, and you know, definitely a place that a lot of people want to go to around this time of year.
Scotland and Edinburgh is really popular for New Year's, and they have the Fringe Festival for New Year's, and people really go there. But there's other things that they have this time of year, and it's actually starting right about right now.
Yeah, I mean, their Christmas market is huge. But what about like a 6-week Christmas festival with amusement park rides, concerts, free events, all the traditional Christmas market stuff, and a Santa 5K and 10K run? Because, you know, what else are you going to do but run off all that food you're eating?
Yeah, but especially if you dress up as Santa. I mean, how cool is that to see thousands and thousands of Santas? You know, I mean, they have all those around. But why not do it in an ancient town like Edinburgh? That's so cool.
Yeah, and this time of year, you know, Scotland has cheap flights, hotels, and there's a lot less people there, which is always a pro for me. And so I think it's a great time to visit, you know, somewhere like Scotland and travel to some of these European cities and explore them during the winter time.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that would be a fun one, too. Maybe even hang out there. Maybe you kind of time it, and then you're there for the Fringe Festival, you know, for New Year's or something like that. Or you travel to other places, and you come back for the Fringe Festival. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's an awesome one. But next up on our list, we have, back here in America, we have Asheville, North Carolina. You know, Asheville is a really cool artsy community. It's tucked up away in the mountains and the Smoky Mountains. And this is one of the towns that really gets all decked out. And they have, of course, the art scene. And so there's plenty of places you can go and buy art, all kinds of different ones. And, you know, so those are ones good. You could go even, you know, right in, you know, this time of year, maybe do some shopping and stuff, or you're going to go there. The Biltmore Estate, which is an iconic place in Asheville that people always visit, but it is actually the largest home in America. It's lavishly decorated, and there's all kinds of events and dinners there. So, you know, that's definitely a popular place that people want to go hang out. It's just beautiful. I mean, wouldn't you think that would be this time of year, you know, that you know, location would be really cool?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Asheville, but I know a lot of the listeners have been to Asheville. There's been a lot of questions about like cool and unique places to go in North Carolina. So definitely, I think this time of year is a must.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing. They have throughout the, you know, Christmas time, there's all kinds of different things and events and surrounding all of Christmas. But a couple of cool things they have is they actually have a Polar Express train that will take, you know, like the movie, will actually take you around the Smoky Mountains. It's an hour and a half round trip that takes you through the Smoky Mountains. And how cool is that? And it's all decked out and Christmas themed and everything like that.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be fun, especially if you have some kiddos with you.
Yeah, or people that like Christmas
act like kiddos. Kiddos.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, I'm sitting like, next like, to you, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Well, and then another thing there is Santa will actually rappel 315 feet off Chimney Rock. They do it like two weekends in December. I think it's the December 2nd, December 9th, they do it. And that's kind of cool. So
why is he rappelling?
Because it's called Chimney Rock. And so he comes down, and then they also, around this event, there's like free hot cocoa and Mrs. Claus Claus will be there with cookies, and they have a reindeer.
Wait, how can Mrs. Claus be in Lapland and in Asheville at the same time?
It's the magic of Christmas. Don't you pay attention to any of the Christmas movies? Come on.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
When it comes to work, communication is key, even if you don't have a writing job. Sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
So, yeah. So, that sounds cool. I mean, it's a really kind of hometown, but, you know, Asheville is a cool artsy, you know, there's the great food scene, great beer scene. And that's just a fun location, I think.
Yeah. So next we're skipping back to Europe, Tuscany, Italy. And I'm going to try and do my best Italian accent here, pronouncing some of this. But there is actually Santa Claus's village of Montepulciano.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Right? Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Which features a Santa Claus castle, a toy factory exhibit.
A toy factory exhibit. Are you kidding me?
Yes, and a mini pony ranch for kids.
We almost sound like we're doing an infomercial there for a little
bit.
That is cool. That's cool. I mean, you have a toy factory exhibit. That's kind of cool, I think.
Yeah, and there's also the luxurious I'm going to try this one. Castiglione. I don't know. Something like that. It'll be in the show notes. Del Bosco.
But what is it, though?
It's an 800-year-old Tuscan estate owned by the Ferragamo family.
Yeah.
And the estate has all kinds of holiday fun. We've got, you know, wine tasting, which, of course, you have to do in Italy. Pasta-making classes you have to do in Italy.
That says Christmas right there, right?
Right. And then winter wonderland, Tuscan countryside, wildlife spotting, night safari. That is a tongue twister, but that sounds like a lot. I don't know what that is.
Well, but basically what it is, they take you up in the hills of Tuscany there on the estate, and there's all kinds of wildlife around the area. And, you know, so sometimes it could be, you know, it'll be cold, maybe snowy and stuff like that. So it's a night, you know, where the animals will come out sort of, you know, which I think is kind of cool. A lot of times they do safaris and even, you know, at Disney World, at Animal Kingdom, it's all during the daytime. Well, this is at night. Well, they'll kind of spot them and they're kind of hanging out and doing their animal-y thing. And you
can
get to
I
see
do that.
That
after I've tasted a good amount of wine and made some pasta?
Exactly. And that'd be better, you know, why not even better? So, yeah. So that sounds really cool. The toy factor really got me there. That's kind of cool there. So next on our list, we're going to go to Taos, New Mexico. This I thought was really interesting because now you're going to experience a different culture of Christmas. And you get to check out the Native American and Spanish cultures of Taos. Yuletide and Tao is what they call it, is their big holiday celebration spanning from Thanksgiving to Christmas in the historical district of Taos. So they have these bonfires on Bent Street. They have Aztec dancers, you know, performing throughout the weeks. They'll have, you know, of course, the new great Mexican street food that's all around with vendors and such. They'll have a procession of the Virgin Mary. I think they do that weekly or several times a night. And then, of course, you know, they're right near the mountains, and you could just go ski the slopes in Taos as well.
Yeah, I think Taos is a hot destination. There are a lot of people that talk about Taos and, you know, being able to shop in the art districts and, you know, just the food that's going on in Taos right now. So I think that would be like a really cool way to see something different, like a place you wouldn't think of putting that on, you know, where to travel to for Christmas.
Yeah. And fun fact, Julia Roberts lives there. I think it was in full time. They basically live there in Taos, or they have a house there.
So maybe a little celebrity spotting.
Just saying. You never know who's going to be visiting her or whatever. So I think that's a cool location. Coming up next on our Christmas list here. You've been to this city, haven't you?
Yes. Actually, as a small kid, I've been to Quebec City, Canada, and really love Quebec City. I'd love to go back as an adult. And, you know, you don't need to cross the pond, you know, to go to Europe, right? Quebec is a much shorter flight, and you get that real European flair. So in December, there's, you know, quaint stone buildings and narrow walkways. There's winding streets of old Quebec, and they're draped in all sorts of decorations and lights. It's really festive, you know, and you can even meet Santa. I guess Santa's everywhere, right? That's what I'm learning today. I did not know this until today.
You get to meet a French Canadian Santa there. So
yes, and he is in the Petit Champlain district, or you can go ice skating in Place de Youville. Yeah. Well, that was a terrible accent. That was Italian meets French.
Yeah,
that was
meets Jamaican,
apologize.
I think. Yeah,
that was terrible.
But it was good. No, but I had a friend who lives in Boston, and she just went there literally this past weekend to Quebec. Never been there before, and from Boston, the East Coast, that's a really quick flight, probably an hour and a half flight or something like that at most, I would think. And had a blast. And she said it's already decked out, and I saw some pictures. It's on social media. It's already decked out in Christmassy stuff. So that's kind of a perfect kind of way. You know, they speak French a lot there, but you could really get around. It's Canada. It's easy to get in and out, and I think that would be a cool trip.
It's definitely chilly around Christmas. So I think you kind of have to decide like whether you want warm and, you know, something a little bit different, whether you want Santa like coming up on a, you know, surfboard, or whether you want Santa like coming in, you know, draped in snow and ice, like hanging off his nose.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of covered a lot of the bases here. Like we got the reindeer in Santa's village up in the North Pole. We got Santa on the surfboard, as you mentioned. We got running Santas in Scotland. We got, you know, all kinds.
And now I've learned that Santa is literally everywhere. Yes. I mean, this is I'm freaking out here.
Yeah. So we have a toy factory and all that kind of stuff like that. Well, how about if we go original OG Christmas stuff and go to Bethlehem, Israel?
That would be quite an adventure.
Yeah. So, of course, Bethlehem, Israel, it's the birthplace of Jesus, and they have midnight masses in ancient churches. They have carolers all around. There's all kinds of different, you know, Christmas events around the weeks leading up to Christmas. And then they, of course, have their different versions of Christmas markets as well, too.
Yeah, I think that would be, I mean, talk about something obviously original, but very unique, again, a place to experience Christmas and experience, I think, a whole bunch of cultures and religions, you know, in a really small space, and kind of how they celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're kind of, you know, showcasing here is that we obviously live in America. We're Americans and live here in California. But our show actually goes out to, and if you guys don't know this, it goes out to 164 different countries. And so we have listeners in all those countries. And so what we wanted to do was kind of like showcase all kinds of other cultures. And, you know, our country is big enough that we have so many different cultures. You know, you can go to, you know, Taos and check out the Native Americans, and go to, you know, North Carolina in the South and all that kind of stuff, let alone all these different ones. So it's all those things you're like, hey, what would, you know, what is this culture do? What does that culture do? I think that's the best part about travel. It just expands your brain, expands your thinking and your own little circle. And I think, you know, Christmas, it would be a cool thing to do. I mean, I dig Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas movies.
In case you haven't picked that vibe up.
Yes. But I think just cultural, I love to experience different cultures and stuff. I like it. I've talked many times before, even the different cultures here in the States that we have different, you can go to different states and they're going to have different cultures. So I think this is a really cool way to, you know, to experience Christmas, but also to embrace and experience other people's cultures.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked a lot this week about, you know, surviving Black Holiday, you know, making sure that your bank account doesn't blow up from all of the holiday spending. But a fun fact, actually, you know, I've talked about how, you know, shopping on Black Friday is the day where you might not even get the best deals, but coming up next Tuesday is actually the original Travel Tuesday title or namesake day, where you can get amazing deals on next Tuesday for all sorts of travel everywhere. So if any of these places pique your interest, I would really, that day is for real.
And you want to go now,
That day is for real. You can save on, you know, flights, hotels, everything is going to be on sale next Tuesday in a big way. So, you know, if you could save a little bit of your budget for around your holiday spending, you know, and treat yourself. I think that's always our motto, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe there's some other place. Maybe there's a place snowy you want to go to. Maybe there's a warm place you want to go to, something like that. Why not take advantage of get online and, you know, find those awesome deals. That was a perfect time of year to get away.
Yes, and as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And do me a favor, if you love this podcast, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.
Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Do a turn up on a sled?